Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, that's a lot of crumbs. Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck we doing?
Well, Kevin, I tried to get a doctor's appointment today. They said they couldn't see me until February 23rd.
What?
But they said the 9 o'clock or 3 o'clock appointment. So I said 3.
Hold on.
So that I wouldn't invade on the show.
Do you have the greatest doctor in the world? They're like, we're not really available for almost 5 months.
My doctor retired. And so now I have to find a new doctor. And he suggested these doctors, but they're like, you're not as important as your other doctor thought you were. So.
Oh.
So
he was also Adrian's uncle. So that was kind of cool. Like I could get in anytime I needed to. And now they're treating me like a regular patient.
But your new doctor is like is it the Galleria Santa or the North Park Santa? You have to be there like 8 hours ahead of time to get that picture. Well, congratulations to Corey for having perhaps the nation's best doctor.
I'm a little concerned. Do I need to go to the ER though? That's the question now. Like the doctor can't see me.
What's wrong?
Never mind. Let's go on to Alec. What are you up to, Alec?
You know, I've actually had the same issue, too, where my doctor retired, and now I'm trying to find a new one.
Yes.
And remember when I messed up my back in the gym
Yes.
a couple months ago?
Yes.
I tried to get a new doctor to look at that, and there's one right down the street from my house. I was like, okay, cool. They did the same thing to me. We can see you in probably 2 or 3 months. I'm like, oh, well, that's not cool.
Help.
So I went to urgent care instead.
That can be rather expensive.
Oh, okay. Well, what a...
So I'll wait the 5 months.
I don't know if that is the best idea.
It's okay.
No, I don't think that's the best idea.
Just blood in places I didn't expect blood is all I'm saying.
Oh. All right. Well, we're not going back to what happened in that crosstalk. We're moving ahead. All right. Stick around because coming up at noon, we're going to do something a little different. I know people amped up for the Cowboys. We're going to do the Baseball Power Hour with Jared Sandler. But right now... let's talk, of course, about the Dallas Cowboys getting ready for those winless New York Jets. Can you go ahead and give me cut number 13, and we'll start to scout the Jets.
Crowding the line here. They do bring pressure. Fields launching to the end zone again. Jump ball. Garrett Wilson. Touchdown.
Now, as you can probably... it's so weird. Now people are making comparisons for how long they've had to wait for tickets for concerts and stuff. I don't think that is like exactly the same thing.
I like it though.
But
I like it though.
I hope the Jonas Brothers goes well. All right. So for the Jets, as you can imagine, as their record would reflect, they have a lot of problems going into this game. Not to say that the Cowboys don't have a lot of problems as well, but I want to throw this bigger picture problem out about the Jets. They hold the worst record in the NFL over the last 10 years at 56-109. And if you don't think that's particularly relevant for this year, fair enough, where the Jets are 0-4.
Okay. All right.
But they got run by Buffalo. The other three games, though, they lost by a combined 10 points. So they have been competitive in these games against teams like Tampa, teams like Pittsburgh, that maybe you have varying degrees of expectation. I know people don't particularly have degrees of expectation on Miami, but in the games that they were were close in, some of them were against better opponents. So perhaps a little bit better than your run-of-the-mill 0-4 team would be?
Yeah.
I guess is what I'll say.
Okay. I'm
not saying they're good.
They do things, though, that the Cowboys are bad at.
True.
Defensively, which is a lot of things. They have a running quarterback.
That's true.
And that's usually a bad thing for the Cowboys.
So let's talk about that. Justin Fields. He had a 43-yard touchdown run on Monday night. That was the fourth 40-plus-yard TD run of his career, which is scary because you go back to it's still the Philly game, right, that has Cowboys fans on edge about the running quarterback for this season, is it not?
Yeah, but, I mean, Kevin, go back to the last 2 years, it feels like. You know, it is about the Cowboys' talent and pursuit up front, it's Daniel Jones tore us up. Like, there were lots of nights where we'd
Josh
come
Allen
in,
has done it. Yeah.
Other days we'd come in and we'd just be like, dude, the running quarterback. And it seemed like any time a running quarterback was coming up, that was our first concern.
Right.
And this hasn't changed anything. Russell Wilson could have done a lot more. He was like, why should I do that? I can just throw it deep. Caleb Williams could have decided to just throw it deep over everybody.
Well, and that is daunting if a quarterback's not like, how will I beat you, but by which method will I choose to take advantage of your deficiencies on defense? Well, let's go back to Justin Fields. So I told you about the long touchdown run. He has four 40-plus yard TD runs in his career. That's tied with Lamar Jackson and Cordell Stewart for the most by any quarterback in NFL history.
You can break one off.
Yes. And so I think that is going to be a primary concern, is not only how he can beat you with his legs, but will he beat you with a lengthy score? Fields has 259 yards rushing so far this season. That is first among quarterbacks, but also 15th among all players.
Oh, wow.
So it's not quite traditionally like Lamar Jackson level, but still scary for a team defense in the Cowboys that has struggled to steal off the edges, particularly against quarterbacks.
Now, one of the positives is Justin Fields does not have much success passing.
That is fair.
Against anybody, really, but against us specifically, too. So the Cowboys can probably feel pretty confident there, but, again, because their pass defense has been so poor,
yes,
you have to do something about that. Jordan Love he would rather throw the ball than take off running. So, that was very evident last week. Justin Fields would rather take off running than throw the ball. So
I could see
where is the balance of how you cover and then how you come back and make sure that he doesn't get any more yards of that first down that's a backbreaker.
So are you curious if they will dare Justin Fields then to beat the Cowboys with his arm?
Yeah. I think
would that be your strategy? I would rather you try to defeat us with your arm than defeat us with your legs.
Yes.
Okay.
It would be my strategy. But, Kevin, because the defense has been so bad stopping anybody from throwing on them, I think that Eberflus is like, I have to do everything I can to figure this out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah.
And maybe whenever his guys are completely healthy, he'll feel more comfortable playing more man. Like if Diggs and Bland fully recover from this, and obviously when Revel gets back and just dominates and takes over. But whenever those two are completely healthy, I wonder if he goes, okay, now I feel comfortable sticking in this man. We're done with the zone. We'll flash zone here and there.
In the fantasy purposes, are we starting Dak against the Jets or Fields against Dallas? I would definitely start Dak against
anybody.
The Jets. That probably is true for a variety of reasons, but we can dive more into that tomorrow as well. If you are so inclined to be involved in such plays, I think the over-under might be of fascination when it comes to this game because the Jets defense has some issues as well. But let's talk about the primary issues that have really collapsed the Jets so far this year. Turnovers and penalties. The calling cards of subpar teams, right? Don't you think that's fair to say? If there's a subpar team out in the world, there's probably a decent shot turnovers and penalties are problematic for them.
If they're a subpar team, discipline is probably the first thing. What comes from lack of discipline? Those two things.
Yeah.
Your penalties are going to happen because you're not disciplined enough to stop yourself from hitting somebody when you shouldn't. You're not disciplined enough to stay in your stance until the ball is supposed to be snapped. And whenever you say, I should just throw this ball away.
Yes.
And then you decide to throw it to another team.
Yes.
Or your running back isn't disciplined enough to hold on to the ball. Yes, those things come from lack of discipline, and those are two huge factors.
For the Jets, would you like to start with turnovers or penalties?
Let's go turnovers.
All right, turnovers. You can look directly at that Miami game on Monday night and say they lost that game because of turnovers and penalties, and I would make an argument that turnovers were the bigger deal. All right. So let's start with Braylon Allen, who, of course, then left the game with an injury. He had a fumble that looked like it was going to go to the end zone. Instead, the Dolphins punched the ball out and then moved 96 yards the other way to take a lead. All right. Jets fumbled again on the next possession and then the opening kickoff. Out of the second half, they fumbled on that possession as well, which gave the Dolphins another scoring opportunity. That swung the win probability 29% in that game. Really? So I think you can look directly at that last game. Again, not against a good team in the Dolphins either, and the turnovers really killed them. And then factor in that the Jets don't turn the ball over. Like, I mean, their defense doesn't force turnovers. As for the penalties, the Jets had 13 penalties for 101 yards. Now, I'm going to warn people for your watch.
Is that a lot?
Yes, it is. But just wait till you hear the next number. I'm going to warn people for Sunday when they listen right here on The Fan or watch the game. The Cowboys were called for 11 penalties against the Packers. So you have a matchup with two teams who in their last game combined had 24 penalties for 196 yards. So
feels like it should be a lot more than yards.
Okay.
I don't know. It feels like it should be like 460 yards.
So what is that? Like 8-ish
yards
per penalty?
That's not too bad at all.
So probably not a lot of pass interference penalties. So if you're looking for a lot of like pre-snap penalties or holding penalties, well, this might be the game for you. And Aaron Glenn was really upset about it. He goes, look, very disappointing. There is no way you can win any game with 13 penalties and 3 turnovers. And so supposedly he had an even fierier speech in the locker room to get after the Jets. So I don't know what impact that particularly is going to make. But if you're looking for somewhere where you can take advantage of the Jets have done a really good job of fumbling themselves. And then we talked about the really dark quote from Breece Hall yesterday.
Yeah, poor Breece Hall.
I mean, that wasn't a really intense
quote.
That
was a weird way to end a sentence, too, Kevin.
Yes, it was.
Can I throw something into the conversation here? Do you think the George Pickens-Sauce Gardner matchup is going to be fun?
Yes, I am very excited about that. And, you know, Sauce Gardner said something that I have not done the research on this whatsoever, but did you see, like, his proclamation, I guess, about officiating.
Did he roll out a scroll in his proclamation?
I'm sorry, I did probably overhype that. He just made a statement. Like, it wasn't... But if he did, I would be inclined to probably, yeah, listen to that a little bit more. He said that he thinks sometimes the officiating is tougher on the Jets and maybe more specifically on him because they lose. And so he kind of compared that to, like, in the past, teams like the Chiefs. And he put out this, like, kind of general assertion that teams that are winning get fewer penalties. Not that they're winning because they're getting fewer penalties. He's saying they start getting penalized less because they're winning teams. And he feels like the Jets therefore get penalized more off of the idea of your team's not good. You're probably doing something wrong. Flag.
That could be a possibility.
It is. I have not researched that.
You could also be poor, discipline.
Look, the cause and effect could work the other way.
Playing against an opponent that's that much better could be
absolutely
the factor. Well, I wanted to throw this into that then. Last year, Sauce Gardner versus George Pickens. 5 receptions, 111 yards, and a touchdown.
Wow.
Often when Sauce was covering Pickens.
Because Sauce is a phenomenal cornerback. That's impressive.
After that game, George Pickens said, "I wouldn't say it's extra special. A lot of guys are good around the league. It's a lot of good players. Just because we're playing him doesn't mean you get super, super excited. I want to do that to every DB." And
okay.
I love that mentality.
Yes.
But he basically said that Sauce wasn't that special, is what I heard there.
I mean, look, I get it. If you, I don't know if I'd say torch, but if you have a really good game against somebody like that, I understand how you might want to
hopefully
celebrate.
Hopefully he can say the same thing after this one.
Yeah.
But that's not that special. But
Sauce is a really good player, but George Pickens is coming off at a phenomenal effort. And if he's able to have another phenomenal effort against Sauce, then...
When you said that, I thought that you were saying it as George Pickens, and you were saying George Pickens did this.
No, he does this.
And I was like, oh man, Kevin's talking as George Pickens in the third person.
I will try to announce when I do an athlete recreation in the third person.
Yeah, I like it.
I will try to make that announcement ahead of time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.